Hello, hello. So today I'll be giving you a little analogy, a light switch analogy, to help you with your lifelong habits and changing your current habits into new ones. So stay tuned.
Welcome to another episode of Binge Eating to Food Freedom with me, Katie Papo. If you're ready for genuine and lasting freedom from binge eating, emotional eating, or out of control food issues, you are in the right place. Subscribe, follow, and enjoy the episode.
Hello, hello. Here we are in another episode, and I'm Katie Papo. Today, I'm going to be talking a little bit about how to change your current habits into your new habits and how to make it easier for yourself by, I'm going to give you a little analogy, a light switch analogy. Now, I did not come up with this analogy, even though it's so brilliant. It was not me who came up with the analogy. This is actually from one of my clients who worked with me last year. And she had this epiphany right in the beginning of our program. And it was so powerful that I created an episode about it back then. I don't remember which episode it was off of the top of my head, but one of my friends was listening to that episode yesterday, and she shared this analogy with her AA group, her Alcoholics Anonymous group, at her meeting, and everyone found that the habit really helpful. So I thought, you know what? Let me share this again, because it's a short little thing that can make a really big difference in how you understand how to change your habits. So, and of course, you know, with me, everything's about how do we apply this to food, but this analogy can really be applied to any habit. And I love a lot of our tools like that are, or maybe even all of them, are universal, where they can be applied to so many different areas of life. So this is going to be one of those. So if you're listening live, let me know you're listening live in the comments. If you're listening to the replay, just write replay in the comments. That helps me out when you do that. Okay. So the light switch. So one of my clients, Laura, when she was going through our rewired eating framework in our program, we do a lot of training exercises because I've found that the way that people change their habits best isn't just through intellectual understanding, but actually going through the motions and practicing and implementing and integrating into your day. So I found that that is the way that works best. So she was going through all that for maybe a week or so. And she, at that same time, was having a light switch replaced in her bathroom. And where the new light switch was placed was in a new location on the wall. So she had this habit, you know, you go into the bathroom and you automatically turn on the light, right? We don't think about it. We don't think, oh, I'm going to complete the habit of turning on my light now. So I will put my hand over here and complete that habit. We don't think about it, right? We just unconsciously put our hand, we turn on the light. So when her light switch was replaced and then it was in a new location, she would walk into the bathroom and then she'd go to touch the wall where the light switch used to be. And her hand, she'd get the feedback from her hand that there's no longer a light switch there. So then she'd say, oh yeah, it's over here now. And she'd move her hand and she'd turn on the light switch. And she did that a bunch of times, right? Every time she was going into the bathroom for those first couple days, she'd put her hand where the light switch used to be automatically, then remember it was moved, and then move her hand. And after she had did this, she had completed that for some number of days, she had this aha moment. And she said, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I'm doing with food. Exactly what I'm doing with food. Because I'll be with food, I'll be with my meal, and I'll start to go into my old habits, right? I'll start to go into like eating really fast or shoveling or not paying attention to what I'm eating or eating mindlessly or eating or compulsively eating. And then I'll recognize, oh, that's my old autopilot habit. And then I'll just shift in that moment to what my new habit was. So I think it was the beginning of our program still. So she was focusing on like these specific tiny habits that I give everybody who starts to kind of like stop the train, to slow themselves down so they can be more present with their food. And we have a whole process for this that I explain in other episodes. I won't go into it here, but this is also what's covered in our programs and everything. So she was practicing these tiny habits. And when she would catch herself going into her old way, she would say, oh, that's not what I'm doing now. I'm doing this instead. And she would just simply shift the habit and just practice the new thing. And she said, this is exactly what I'm doing with the light switch. And here's the cool part, because already it's pretty cool that, right, she was able to make that connection with, oh, I'm just putting my hand in the wrong place. So then I just move my hand to turn on the light switch. Oh, I'm just doing the old habit with my food. So I'll just shift this any amount and just change my habit that I'm doing with food. Like, she saw that. But the extra cool part is that she did it without any drama. You know how sometimes when we do something in our old habits or we make a mistake of some kind, we say, oh, I always fail. I always mess up. And that one mistake can be like the all or nothing, like, oh, this was the spiral. This was the thing that ruined it. Oh, I already started in this bad habit. Might as well keep going, right? And we get into that all or nothing. Kelly's listening. She's the one who shared the story in her meeting. So, hi, Kelly. So this was the cool part, is she noticed that when she was doing this with the light switch, yeah, her hand went to the wrong place. She did the habit wrong, right? Technically, the light switch was in a different place, so she put her hand in the wrong place. That is technically a mistake. But instead of saying, woe is me, I'll never learn how to turn on this light switch. It's going to take me forever to learn how to turn on this new light switch. Instead of making a whole drama, this all or nothing thing, I'm such a failure, I always do it wrong, instead of making a whole story about it, what did she do? She just said, oop, and she moved her hand. And that's what she started doing with her food habits too. She would notice herself going into her old patterns and she'd say, oop, and she'd just shift in any amount to the new habit. No drama, no making herself wrong, no making herself bad, no going into this whole drama, I've fallen and I can't get up, now I've fallen off the wagon, I'm screwed, it's all over for me, the floodgates have opened, there's no turning back now, it's all just gonna be a spiral. No drama stories. Instead, it's as simple as, oop, switch the habit. Oop, move my hand to where the new light switch is. So I just wanted to share this little analogy with you guys, because a lot of times when we want to create habits, especially new habits, when we've been entrenched in our old habits for so long, that can feel so overwhelming. And I know that because, believe it or not, I am a recovering perfectionist and I am very well versed in that all or nothing mentality. And I used to say, all right, well, starting tomorrow, I'm going to have this whole new plan and do all these new things and da 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 da. And then, of course, I wouldn't be able to sustain that. Even if I could, it wouldn't be for more than a couple of days. I'd fall off of it and then I'm cycling back into all or nothing again. Now, what's different when we apply this light switch mentality is now we're in a place where we can actually progress. Because yeah, I notice, oop, I made a little mistake there, but I'm just going to make my little shift here. Okay, done. And when it's small like that, we can practice again and again and again, and it's not taking all of our willpower, right? It doesn't take all of my willpower to reach to the other side of the wall for the light switch, right? It's just a little, oop, missed it. Now I've got it. And this is the same practice. And this is exactly, by the way, for those of you who are enrolled in PATH. So PATH, if you guys are new listeners to my podcast, PATH is my 30-day intensive program where I take you from being out of control with food, binge eating, compulsive overeating, food addiction, emotional eating, whatever it is that you are struggling with that feels out of control. We go from that to feeling peaceful with food, to feeling at ease, to feeling relaxed, to feeling free, for food being a true non-issue. Now, how do we get from that point A to point B? Through little habits. So for those of you who guys who are going through that 30-day process right now, you notice that none of your habits are giant. I haven't given you anything that's like this huge, massive undertaking. All of your habits are these teeny tiny things. And you'll see, oh, I went into my old way. Oop, but I noticed it. So now let me just practice that new little habit right here. It's like, oh, I forgot to do this. Oh, let me just practice it right here. So it's just these little tiny things that you're integrating throughout your day. But those tiny things will create your habit, because here's the thing. Even if I walk into that bathroom and I miss the light switch and I miss it 500 times, eventually what's going to happen is this. And this is where we get even deeper into the light switch analogy. So at first, I might walk into the bathroom, put my hand in the wrong place, and then I remember that it's in the right place. Then let's say that happens 500 times. I'm just making up numbers, by the way. Let's say that happens 500 times. Now I might walk into the bathroom. I might almost put my hand on the old place of the light switch, but I catch myself before I even touch the wall. Now my habit is becoming more ingrained because I'm catching myself before I even do it. That's how the progress starts to happen with food too. You catch yourself before you even do it, and you insert the new habit before the old one even happens. You almost do it, but you don't do it. Then what happens over time, let's say you practice a little bit more. Now you walk into that bathroom. You're still aware that the light switch has changed locations, but now you remember, right? You remember what you used to do, but now you're going to the new part of the wall. So that happens with food too. As you're ingraining your new habits, you still remember your old way. You remember, oh yeah, I used to do this. This is what I would normally do right now. But now, Kelly was like, it's so good. I know, it's so good. It's such a good analogy. So when you're practicing that with food, now you're catching yourself. You're catching yourself. You know what you used to do, but you're doing your new habit. Now, what happens when you practice 500 more times after that? Again, these are random numbers. It's not actually 500. It's the idea of just practicing. What happens when you practice more times is now you walk into the bathroom, you forgot where the old light switch was in the first place. Now your hand automatically goes to the new place. Now suddenly you're turning on that light switch like a pro. You don't even remember where that old light switch was because now you're so in the habit of turning it on in the new location. And this is exactly what happens with food. And I see it with my clients all the time, even people who have just been practicing this for a couple weeks, is they'll have that old habit that was so ingrained. Then one day they just automatically do the new habit and they didn't even think of the old one. They'll say, and in hindsight only, they'll notice and they'll reach out and they'll say, oh my gosh, old me would have binged for the rest of the day if that had happened to me in the past. This time, not only did I not binge, but it didn't even occur to me to binge. And I'm only thinking about it now in hindsight. So this is how your new habits around food start to become normalized. They start to become effortless for you. Just like with that light switch, you practice enough times, your hand will find the right place and it will be automatic. As long as you practice enough, right? As long as you keep going to the bathroom, it will be ingrained. And this is exactly what happens with food. The more you practice, the more it will become ingrained, the more it will be effortless. And then you're not even thinking about it. Then it's just as simple as going into the room, turning on the light switch. So that's the analogy. So I hope you find that helpful. And for those of you guys, if you aren't already enrolled in my 30-day Path to Food Freedom, this is where I teach you the exact habits to practice again and again. I give you such specific, I give you all the structure you need, exactly how to integrate it into your daily life so it can become a habit. And then because you're integrating it into the things that you're already doing, like going to the bathroom, turning on the light switch, right? Sitting down with your food, doing this habit, right? The more you practice these things, the more your body remembers it. Now it's in your muscle memory, just like the light switch. Now it's in your mind. It's automatic. It's autopilot. You don't have to think about it anymore. And the beauty of that is the more you practice, the easier it gets. Sometimes when we try to stick with anything around food, the longer we try to go, the harder it gets over time. This is the opposite. Because you're just using these teeny tiny habits and inserting them into strategic parts of your day, into strategic parts of your eating, now you're building muscle memory. Now you're building habits and practice. So for those of you going through the 30 days, these little habits that you're practicing now are compounding and will ultimately create your new relationship with food, your new reactions. Does that make sense? Your new habits. So if you'd like to learn more about that process that we use, I have a whole framework that we take all of our clients through that works beautifully. I lay it all out on my website. And if you'd like to learn more about it, you can go to katiepapo.com/path. katiepapo.com/path. And that will teach you all about this process, the path to food freedom. And I'll take you through the process that we do. You'll learn all about what you get in the program, what's included. All of that is on katiepapo.com/path. So if that sounds like something you want to do, you want to rewire, you want to reprogram your habits around food, and you want to do it in such a way that eventually feels natural to you, this is a beautiful way to do it. So I invite you to check that out. So I hope you found this analogy helpful today, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Take care, guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, follow, or leave a kind review. If you're ready to get down to business and work with me to end your food issues permanently, please reach out or go to katiepapo.com for more info. Be kind to yourself, and I hope to see you for the next episode.